right.
ZZ Top, when I had Canned Heat, they knocked on my door and said, listen, we'd like to play The Warehouse. And I said, well, if you can play, but all I can afford is, I can't give you very much. Well, how much? I'll give you $100 a night. Okay.
That's what they paid.
That's what I paid him. And then they knocked on the door again and said, we got one more problem. We got nowhere to stay. I said, all right, you can stay up in the dressing room, but I don't want any women here, no drugs, and you behave. And they said, okay. And to this day, they still remind me of that. But I only paid him $100 and made him sleep on the floor.
For no women and no drugs.
That's right.
And ZZ Top, of course, you know, ZZ Top, they're one of the first bands ever to play The Warehouse. They played the first night they played, I gave them $100 the first two nights, $200. They slept in the dressing room. They had nothing, couldn't afford a hotel room. They always played The Warehouse. I mean, they kept playing it and playing it. They were one of the last groups. I mean, they played it in April of 1982, just before the place closed that year. And they always seemed to keep coming back to the people. And I think they had a lot to do with their success because ZZ always wanted to stay close to the people. They liked playing small halls. They liked that feeling they had. They liked the people right up against the stage. Not where it is today where there are 6-foot stages and there's a barricade and there's ushers and there's police. At The Warehouse, the people were right against the stage. And ZZ loved that. And I think it had a lot to do with their success today because the audience has followed them through all those years. And they've been around 20 years now. And they're one of the biggest bands in America and in the world. And I think it was very smart on the part of their management and themselves to keep this band playing The Warehouse. I think it had a lot to do with their success, and I hope their success continues.